thank you guys for all your service, because without you guys, it wouldn't be a meeting right here today. And you're saving others, that's for sure, especially the still suffering alcoholic. Hi, group. My name is Denise. I am a grateful alcoholic. My sobriety date is June 10th, 1988. My home group is Tuesday Night Beginners Meeting in College Park, Maryland. My sponsor's name is Diane G. I'm so grateful to be here today. You know, the home group and the sponsor is the heartbeat of this program. The newcomer is the bloodline. Without you, newcomer, the heart would cease to beat. That's how I still stay sober, because of you. Because it reminds me that I only have one 24 hours. That 38 years don't mean nothing. I just did last Wednesday. What means something is 24 hours. Because what I do today runs out by the time I wake up in the morning. I got to do it all over again. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Let me read something from, if you have your big book, you can follow on page 8. I get everybody probably familiar with that. When I first read Bill's story, I thought, he old and he white. What have I got in common with him? Little did I know, those emotions, those feelings, those grandiose, that delusion, all that I could relate to once I got cleared up here and stopped reading the big book and start studying it with my sponsor and the group. That's when I realized, this is what he said. Trembling, I stepped from the hospital, a broken man. Fear sewed me up for a bit, then came inside insanity of the first drink and on assurance, I was off again. He was broken, just like I was. He was broken. Fear sold him up for a while. You know, I go to a couple meetings, you know, get my slip signed, you know, get back in the bedroom or whatever you come in here for. Thank God you came. All we ask is that you stay and give yourself a chance. Relapse is not a part of our recovery. It's a part of our illness. We don't have to keep going in and out of that revolving door, because one day we're going to die. Step one tells me I am screwed. It guarantees I will drink again, because it tells me I'm powerless. I'm not powerless over anything in this whole wide world but alcohol. People, places, and things, I got prayer for them. We're powerless newcomers, but we're not helpless. We're good people. We're not bad people. We're here to heal and get better and find peace. We didn't come to AA to be comfortable. We came in here for peace, some power that we find to heal that sin-sick soul. Because that's what I had when I came in here, a sin-sick soul, broken beyond measure. I crawled out of an abandoned building after living in it for a year, smelling like an outhouse, looking like death warmed over, weighing 90 pounds, soaking wet. You could see my ribs. And I say, take me to the psych ward. I'm crazy. I can't stop drinking. Why can't I take care of my son? Why I give my son away at 7 years old so I can drink? All that noise in my head. I was molested at 6, raped at 9, and it was just all that noise. And I wanted something to quiet the noise. I never drink to be social. I always drink to stop feeling, to stop thinking. And that's what made my life unmanageable, my thinking. Not that I was walking down the street all staggerly drunk and the police had to set me on the curb to keep me from getting hit by a car and look back at me and say, you're disgusting. I cussed him out that day, But I wish I could see that police and thank him, because I was disgusting. It ain't nothing like a drunk woman walking down the street. A man can walk down the street drunk as a all outdoors. And they'll say, oh, he's drunk. But if when a woman walks down the street drunk, they go like, look at her, she's disgusting. I was disgusting that day. And what did I do? I got back up off that curb, went back on the corner and said, give me a drink. If you had my life, you would drink too. All I wanted was peace. I just wanted the noise to stop. And when I came in here, you guys quieted that noise. Not only did you quiet the noise, you quiet the shame. Because when I got in that fourth and fifth step, you quiet that shame. You told me you're not a bad mom for giving your child, for abandoning your child at 7 years old. You're not bad, Denise. You're just sick. You're different from other drinkers. We're not different from other people. We bleed like they bleed. But the big book tells us we're different from other drinkers. I got a sister take a sip of wine and say, well, I'm feeling it. I don't want no more. I'm going to sit there till it's gone and look for more. We're different from other drinkers. And the only way out of this thing is that a power greater than myself or die. That's the only way out of this thing. We don't have no cure for this illness. So newcomer, if you're looking for a cure, it ain't here. It ain't here. I promise you it ain't here. But what is here is a solution to that illness. It's a solution. You can live happy, whole, and give back to this world and stop taking away from it like I did. I took from this world everything I could do and take from it. I took it. Went through this world like a tornado, making people spiritually sick. But I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop drinking. I sold my body as a prostitute just so I could drink. I don't want to go back to that world no more. But the minute I forget that I deserve what I'm getting right now, then I'll go back. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you guys enough. But in my own weak and humble way, I want to say thank you. You saved my life that day when you came in that psych ward. And I heard y'all's stories and I went like, oh, I feel like that. Oh, I thought like that. I did that. You showed me who I was. If I wasn't an alcoholic and I heard your stories, I could walk back out the room and say, oh, I ain't no alcoholic. But I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I was a drunk and that I had no more choice whether I drink again. I was laying in the hospital with tubes all in my arm from hepatitis, because the last 15 years of my life, I thought it would be nice to shoot heroin and cocaine because the alcohol stopped working. I'm laying up there with tubes all in me. My sister on one side of the bed going, you know, she crying like she had to cross. The doctor on the other side said, Miss Dickens, we can fix your body, but you got to do something about this. And I'm looking at him saying, thinking to myself, I ain't crazy. Would you think I'm crazy? When they both left that hospital bed, I pulled them tubes out my arm, threw them funky clothes back on, went back to the corner and say, give me a drink. See, I'm different. I'm not like them. If you had my life, you'd drink too. You see, mama died, the dog died, I didn't get the job, children acting crazy. Give me a drink. If you had my life, you'd drink too. I'm in this world just like everybody else, and I'm going to go through the same thing normal people go through. It's just that I can't handle it like normal people because I have an illness called alcoholism. You see, I overthink things. I think if I overthink it, it'll get better. But I've learned from you guys that overthinking, I stay unhappy. Because I want to do it my way. When I first came here, I didn't have no God. And when I saw God in them steps, I said, hold up now. This must be a cult. It wasn't a cult, and neither are we a secret society. It was a way up and a way out. And you guys never forced me on no God on me. Never forced the God on me. You said, find one of your own concept of God. And my sponsor said, use the group, Denise. They're bigger than you. So newcomers, the ones say, I've been here before and I like it, and I'm coming back. Use the group. Let them be your power. When life is raging and you think, I need a drink, come to us. Tell us what's going on. You don't have to tell us what's going on. You can just say, you know what? I feel like I want a drink right now. Can we talk? That's all it takes. It's so damn simple. We can't get around it. My life today is not perfect, but I'm faithful. I keep coming back. I'm still sick. I'm not as sick as I was 38 years ago, but I'm still sick because I have an illness called alcoholism. And it wants me dead and make it look like an accident. Oh, she didn't really mean to drink herself to death. I know when I pick up a drink, what's going to happen. I know it. Insanity. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. I can't say that no more. I know what's going to happen to me if I pick that drink up. It's going to kill me. I might last a month. I don't know. I'm too old to be out there in the street. Give yourself a chance. Try us for a minute. Come sit with us for an hour. Take the cotton out of your ears, put it in your mouth, and listen. Because what we have to offer is life. If you don't want to stay, you don't have to. We don't beg nobody to stay. We attract people with our stories and the way we act and what we say and what we do. That's how we attract. I can't tell the newcomer to keep coming back if he is nothing there to come back for. And I love this group. It's solid, security, got a format. That's attractive to the newcomer. Those ones that say, I'm going to come back, they mean it. And they want to stay sober. God knows they want to stay sober. I can't sit here and say they don't. They just don't know how. That's why I say rarely. No, the big book in How It Works says rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly, the key word is thoroughly, followed our path. And we have 12 spiritual steps. I promise you, if you follow us, you will change. Because if you keep going to that barbershop, you're going to get a haircut. I had to change my family, my friends, everybody, until I had enough walking around sense. And no, I had a spiritual malady. I didn't know how to deal with life. When someone come up, give me a drink. Today, when things come up, I go to the throne. That's just me. You might have a different higher power. I go to the throne and then I go to the phone. Something's disturbing me today. I called my sponsee last week. I said, can you say the serenity prayer with me? Life is raging right now. I have outside issues I'm dealing with and I want to act like a sober member of Alcoholics Anonymous and not like straight out of the hood. And it worked, but I had to work. I had to do it. If you're here and think it's going to be easy, newcomer, I promise you it's not going to be easy. And don't let nobody pat you on the back and say it's going to be all right, because it ain't. You're going to have to be honest, open-minded, and willing. You ain't got to have a God to work these steps. We have atheists, agnostic, and former believers in here, and they got more spirituality than I can count. Because they were honest, open-minded, and willing. You can have this if you let us. If you let us come into your life and show you. Now, if you're here for attention, you're in the wrong place. If you're here for directions, you're in the right place. Because what you do out there is your business. When you come in Alcoholics Anonymous, it's our responsibility to help you to stay sober and sane. You see, I was sober for 10 years in this program when I took the first step. I balked at everything. See, I was smelling good, looking good, had a little piece of car, had a little money in the bank. I thought I had arrived. So I was just doing everything I was still doing out there when I was drinking. I would go to y'all dances. I would come to all y'all meetings. I would go to all y'all conferences because I thought if I stayed close to you, it would rub off on me. As I wanted what you had, I just didn't want to do the work. And 10 years dry as a bone because I wasn't sober and definitely wasn't sane. I assaulted a woman. I went to jail. And I'm sitting in that jail cell and I'm thinking, how did I get here? I got 10 years dry. I ain't had nothing. I didn't change this. I had no psychic change, no steps, no power greater than myself. And I met God alone in that jail cell. And I said, I don't know who you are, what you are, but if you don't help me, I'm going to commit homicide or suicide. I got out of that jail 12 midnight that night. My sponsor picked me up. I got in the car and said, I want to go back through them steps again. Because I'm going to die or I'm going to kill somebody if I don't. And I went on that journey to do those 12 steps. It was a lot of work and it's still a lot of work. Still ain't arrived. I'm still doing them steps over and over. When I work with my sponsees and I go through those steps and go through this big book with them, I'm going through it for me. I do it for me. That's the selfish part of this program, newcomer. When we work with you guys, we're really working for us. We're doing it for us. When they open this meeting, they're doing it for them. They're not opening it so you can come in. They're opening it for themselves because they know service work is an assurance on sobriety. Get you a home group. Please get you a sponsor, somebody not that you can relate to. I don't know where that came from, but somebody that you see, you want what they got. And know that if you ask them and you want what they got, you got to do the work to get where they are. And it ain't going to be overnight. It took me 20 years to get in this space. And I like this space where I'm at. I love this place I'm in. There's joy here. There's love here. There's happiness here. And most of all, there's serenity here. Even through all that craziness, our country is spiritually sick now. You know, and when I come in here, I'm not spiritually sick. And when I come in here, I feel joy. I feel happiness. I feel like I got hope that I can stay sober another day. And I don't let that outside noise say, give me a drink. I can't take it no more. Give me a drink. I know how hard. That's why when y'all came in here and raised your hand, they wasn't just doing that to be nice. They are glad that you came because they know you made it. You didn't die. That's why we're so happy when the newcomer come in here. You know, we're joyful. They made it. They made it. They made it. Because we know how hard it is to get 24 hours together. We know how hard it is. But you don't have to do it by yourself no more. We're here. All you got to do is reach out. We have a prayer called the responsibility prayer. We're going to reach back. But it's up to you to put your name in the chat and say, I need a sober friend. I need a sponsor. It's up to you to keep coming back. It's up to you to change. All we can do is offer it. If you don't receive it, then you probably will get drunk. I don't mean to be harsh, baby, but I go to so many funerals on Facebook now, it's pathetic. People dying because of alcohol. I'm not stupid. I know that we're all not going to make it because this time next year, one of us will be drunk. One of us will be in an institution from jelly brain. One of us will hit some family going to church because we chose to get in the car and drive drunk. I am not naive. I know we all ain't gonna make it, but statistics can be changed because you have the gift right here. That's why I said it on the parking lot. We are not miracles. We have been given a gift. This program, Alcoholic Anonymous, is the miracle. We've just been given a gift. And it's what we do with that gift and that grace that matters. I love this program with all my heart. My name is Denise, and I'm a great fireaholic.